is about forgiveness, as the reading last week was about forgiveness too. And the story was about the boss giving this guy, his servant, the equivalent of the national debt of the U.S. And he came and begged for forgiveness, and he said, okay. Then he met another fellow servant who owed him about $10. And he said, pay what you owe. And he said, oh, and you don't, I'll throw you into jail with all your kids and family until you pay the last debt. Well, okay. So how do we deal with that story? Jesus was apparently a very good storyteller. But what do we do with the stories? They're interesting, mildly at least. Or we can, characteristically, as I do, sit by and cluck. Oh, how terrible, that's rotten. And then walk away. Or the third possibility, which is the one I think Jesus intended, is to insert yourself into the story and to recognize yourself in the characters of that story, so that you're not just spectating, you're participating in the story. And the participation consists of what? Self-examination. Who am I really? An imponderable question which is never answered ever. But I can't imagine that this is sheer entertainment, you know, or just to pass the time of day. Well, that's curious. No, I don't think so. I think it's an invitation to think of the way we deal with people. That is, am I that small-minded that I would resent the good fortune of that one guy and lament the and rejoice in the treatment of the other guy? I don't think so. It's a call to self-examination. How do I operate? Where does forgiveness play a part in my life? What am I ready to forgive? And why? And am I ready to be forgiven? Well, I think that is the point. It's a call to look at my own life to say, how do I operate, really? Do I treat everybody fairly? Do you treat my friends in one way and strangers in another way? Am I ready to forgive everybody, no matter what they've done, no matter who they are? That's a tough question, I think. It is for me, at least. Because I'm constantly making this selection. Well, you're worthy. I don't know about you, but you're surely worthy. You better leave. Pardon me. So, it does what all religion is supposed to do, namely, bring us closer to ourselves, to greater self-knowledge, to see how God looks at us. Because I think that's what the point of the parable is. And to contrast the way God looks at us with the way we operate. So forgiveness is not the first item on my agenda with other people. I can be patient, to some extent tolerant, but it's a fairly short term patience.
and a fairly short-term tolerance. So what God is calling us to be like God, that you forgive everybody. Full stop. You don't hold back. You're generous in a non-discriminatory way. So, I don't know, I really believe that's the gist of the story, and that's why Jesus told it, not just, oh, that's an interesting story, or to sit and cluck at the characters in the story, but to say, no, I'm in that story, I am that story. And forgiveness is to be a normal part of my repertoire in the way I deal with other people. Do to others as you would have others do to you, the gospel says. And what it's calling us to is to this God's eye view of others and a deeper knowledge of ourselves, because that's what's crucial. It always startles me when I see religious people talking judgmentally in a fairly ferocious way about other people and seeming to exclude themselves under that ban. No. This, everybody says, we are all equal in the sight of God. We are, for a fact. And therefore, it's our responsibility to try to be equal to God's vision of us and other people.